Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Felix Camara, star of certainly the most nominated film of the year, All Quiet on the Western Front, described by one German critic as horny for an Oscar, which is rather memorable. It's a muddy, bloody, extraordinary debut performance. I caught up with him earlier and began by asking him why the First World War in particular is relevant to the warfare of today.
Of course, the Second World War, with all its atrocities, obviously has come to our attention more frequently than the First World War. But it's weird because the First World War was more or less the spark or the initiating point of modern warfare. We saw machine guns emerge, so many inventions that helped kill people to focus on this war is maybe a help to understand war itself.
I talked, I think you certainly understand some aspects of war better after your experience of making the film. I wondered if you could elaborate a little bit on that experience. I think you said it was one of the hardest things physically that you've ever gone through, if not the hardest thing. I was particularly taken with this quote about the fact that by the end of the day, working in those wool uniforms that, you know, would have been worn by soldiers in the trenches, they were 100 pounds heavier? It can't be 100 pounds heavier by the end of the day.
So I trained for four months. With a weight jacket, just to get used to some weight on my body while training, running. And the jacket was, I think it was 10 kilos, but that was quite optimistic because these uniforms, they are made of felt, like they were in the days back, and they suck up water so well. And of course, mud too. And then you have the equipment, which is made of steel or some sort of metal. And after one day, we weighed the whole uniform with the equipment. And because of the water and the mud, it was around 90 to 100 pounds. So imagine running with that weight for 16 hours a day in knee-deep mud, trying not to step on any explosions.
You did a lot of research even before you started filming. Maybe that's the stage actor in you. But I think one of the things you did was delve into an archive and read up to 2,500 letters from those young men writing home from the front, many of them redacted with information removed and so on. I imagine that must have been very emotionally wearing for you. Did you find that?
Yeah, it's horrifying because you sit at home in your flat and you look at your computer, you have a coffee next to your computer and you read through 2,500 letters of nearly no information. And that's so hard to realize that these letters, they were sent back home to calm down family and friends. But if you dive in, you realize how afraid those people must have been and how little they knew, because now we know how the war ended and how it went. But if you read letters from 1914 and you read, I'm so glad we are coming home in a few weeks, it will be over soon. And you know, oh, no, it's going on for another 4 years at least. You know, it's horrific.
Tell me a little bit about the place that the story, because the film is based, obviously, on the novel of the same name, All Quiet on the Western Front. And it really is a sort of seminal text in the German-speaking world. Tell me a little bit about the position it holds and whether you felt any nervousness about approaching that story, because it has been retold before and it carries an awful lot of weight with it in terms of Germany's war history. And, you know, it's so much more than just the story itself, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The book itself, of course, has a huge history in German literature, not only in German, but in world literature. It's the most printed and read German book in the world. And that's, of course, a weight. It gives you some pressure to really not make any mistakes in the process of making this movie. But at the same time, you have so much material and such a wonderful language from Erich Maria Remarque, who wrote the book. And it just touches the point of war so well. So I think there is a reason why it was read so often and translated so often. And in Germany, it's of course well known, but I guess its popularity has decreased since we have had films like Saving Private Ryan and 1917. People start watching movies more than they read these quote old books, you know. So I think to give this book, this amazing piece of literature, another language on screen is just a huge opportunity.
It's also quite unusual still to see the German side of war. I don't know if that's true in German-speaking countries. You yourself are Austrian, but you know, here in the UK, you could probably name on one hand the really big ones. You know, Das Boot, A Lion in Winter, All Quiet on the Western Front, the various adaptations. Does that still present challenges in terms of emotive challenges in the German-speaking world, in terms of how war and Germany's part in it has been portrayed?
Yeah, it's weird because, of course, Germany has... I mean, me as an Austrian, I feel somehow attached to this history, of course, because we just were part of this evolution of war, and just like the Germans. But to see this story done again in German language, especially, just gives it another touch, another detail that really brings it to the point of the book. And also the storytelling from a German director with a German producer and a German team, that's just a quality many movies couldn't reach or just couldn't just get their hands on, because if you see movies from America, war movies, or from Britain, it's always from the view of the winners, of course, and those are great movies. But to really tell a story about war and about the atrocities from German perspective, I think you need a German team, and that's maybe something that adds more depth to it, or more, I don't know, more self-reflecting quality.
Do you think it's an indication then of the complexity that still surrounds you know, German war history, German speaking war history, because it's been kind of universally acclaimed outside of Germany. But I know that some German critics have been very sort of sniffy about it and called it sort of Oscar porn and so on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess, you know, the thing is, if you're dealing with something, a book that's so deeply embedded in public consciousness and so revered, it's very difficult not to attract criticism for, I don't know, commercializing it in some way.
Yeah, I think that happens with everything, with movies, with books, with theater works. You always, if you touch a topic that is relevant, you see it by people criticizing it. And I think that the positive opinions, they just overweigh. And we are just flattered by so many nominations at the awards. And of course, then there are also people who criticize it, maybe because it's very well done and because you really immerse into this story and start thinking about yourself, maybe about your own family, about people who came before you. And that's maybe not the worst thing to happen.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Felix, I think that what we haven't talked about is the state of shock you must be in, because this is literally, I think, your first film role. Up until this point, you've been a stage actor. So it's quite a leap, isn't it, to go from, you know, performing really good work at a theatre in Austria, and suddenly to be, you know, conducting media interviews across the globe for a film that looks set to carry away quite a lot of the awards this year. How are you adjusting to it?
Oh my God, I really don't know. It's just, it's flying past, and I just let it flow off. And I'm just so happy for this movie to get this recognition. And like you said, it's my very first film role ever. And to see it as an opportunity. And I mean, it's a gift that Edward Berger, the director, gave to me. This movie, that he led me through this process and let me be part of it. And now we see it all worked out, and he taught me how to make films, and he taught me how to deal with all this circus that is going on at the moment. But luckily, what overweighs all these crazy times and nominations and interviews is just the happiness for the success the movie has.
But Felix, is it now like goodbye stage, hello screen? It's definitely a different wage packet eventually, which must be quite appealing.
Yeah, I love theatre, and I started working in theatre, and I consider theatre somehow my home, my base, because that's where I learned to act, and that's how I was educated in acting school. And I think I would not turn my back to theatre for the rest of my life, but I want to do more movies now, because I really started liking it.
But interestingly, you said about the process of making the film, you know, that in theatre you follow a linear narrative, you know, and you know where you're going. Whereas with the movie, there was a sense at times that you didn't have any idea of how it would fit together, and would it fit together, and would it make any sense? Because, you know, you're performing scenes out of sequence, you know, it's quite a different experience, isn't it?
Quite frankly, it's hell. It's absolute hell. If you come from theatre and you're used to play the whole thing from start to finish, and suddenly you're confronted with the situation where you have to start on your very first shooting day with one of your very last scenes in the film, you think, oh, how am I going to do this? I don't think this is going to work out very well. Are you sure I'm the right person to do this? But luckily, I came up with a system, probably out of despair.
Yes, I want to know about this because, you know, obviously we have this stereotype of German speakers as being particularly organized and, you know, much more so than us. And I'm afraid that you've just bought into the cliche for us, hook, line and sinker. Describe your system, Felix.
Yeah. So I am very organized and very logic. And I also like creating my characters in a very logical way. And that came quite handy for this character in All Quiet on the Western Front, for the continuity, where I came up with a system of an Excel spreadsheet that organized the whole character in different scenes. And each scene was connected to multiple categories and levels of energy.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's obviously very, very clever and very sensible thing to have done, but it's so far from my imagination.
I think it's very far from the imagination of many of my friends, because when I told them about my new system I invented, they looked at me in awe. And I mean, you are an actor. You're not an accountant. What are you doing? This is going down. You will lose. Never, ever is this going to work out.
So just explain to our listeners, I think I got the gist of it. You know, you'd have a day marked out for a 75% energy day, and another day might only be 35%, but another day might be 95%. And what would you do if more energy was required of you, seeing as you weren't sleeping about 4 hours a night, as I understand it?
Yeah, exactly. Somehow that worked. I really don't know how we did not all get sick. But at the same, so this system, it works. I have a number for a scene, say a scene 24. And this scene is a scene where Paul is afraid and he needs to kill someone else. And then I have different categories like fear of death. And another category is need to kill. And another category is, you get the point. And each category has a level of energy. So it goes, you know, from 0 to 100. And then I have another category for the pulse. And it goes like the pulse from, I think, 30 or 40 to up to 180, 190, 200. And in the end, when you have the whole Excel spreadsheet finished, it looks like a tax sheet. And you see in various diagrams, you see the development of the character. So if I arrive in the morning on set, when I arrive, I see, okay, today we're shooting scene 120. I have to get into this exact mood. And
and get your pulse rate up or get it down. Or,
exactly. Yeah. And you can also emphasize the next scene in that one, even if you're shooting the next scene 2 weeks later.
It makes an awful lot of sense, but it sounds like an awful lot of work, I have to say.
Yes, it is.
I wondered, lastly, really, you know, the character of Paul, how would you describe him and how much do you think he bears a resemblance to the young men from Ukraine and Russia who are currently battling in some similar circumstances in that horrible war?
Paul is... it's really a very interesting character to work on because he's so neutral and he's so normal. Just like millions of others in the First World War and like many, many others now in Ukraine. So he's mostly the most typical young boy who has to go to war, you can imagine. And that's a bit difficult to play because you don't want to give too much detail. Otherwise, it gets a biopic somehow. But at the same time, you want to be an interesting character. You don't want to bore people or to you know, you want them to feel that it's a real person. So I think he is just like all of us if we would have gone to war. And that's why we see this story from his perspective.
Just finally, incredibly superficially, who are you most looking forward to meeting at the Oscars or the BAFTAs or the very many film awards that you're attending? Or who have you enjoyed meeting so far?
Well, when we were at the Globes, I had my little fanboy moment when I met Colin Farrell. And because I'm a huge fan and he's the lead in my most favorite film of all times, The Lobster.
Oh, really? Yes,
it's,
I love
I watch, I think, 4 or 5 times a year. Just, it's like a mantra. And I went to him and I told him, oh, hi, I'm Felix. Maybe you want to take a picture with me. And I just wanted to tell you, I really loved your performance and you're my most favorite actor. So that was amazing. And maybe we're going to meet again at the Oscars and I will approach him again and I will tell him, oh, maybe you remember me from the Golden Globes and maybe we can have another chat. I'm blushing. I'm such a fanboy.
I'm absolutely sure he's going to remember you. He's in with a very good chance of winning the Best Actor award, isn't he? Did you like In Bruges? Have you seen his film?
Oh, I loved it, and I loved it that he reconnected with his colleague, you know, from with Gleason, because it's so great to see Bruges. Is it called Bruges in English?
In Bruges, yeah,
and. This couple, these two boys, and now you see them in the same constellation, but it's just a complete different movie, and it's so well done, and it's really the art of acting.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.